This podcast was sponsored by Panic Brand. Panic Brand is the modern apparel store for the modern meme machines of 2020. By using the link in the description below, you'll get a discount, and a portion of that goes towards High Tech Low Life, your favorite YouTuber. And there's plenty of outfits to choose from, there's plenty of shirts to choose from, and I'm sure you'll find one that you'll like.
All right, are we recording now? All right. Welcome to High Tech Low Life, and today we're doing a podcast, obviously. And it's me, Star Logical, with my four fellow co-hosts. Why don't you say hi to everyone?
We're doing a podcast today?
Come on, man. You know better than that.
It's this so-called hello, podcast I don't speak of. I'm kidding. Hello.
Yes-hole.
All right. That's great. So what have you guys been doing this past, what was it, like 2 weeks now? Since we did the Halloween episode?
Not much.
Oh, yeah, it was a Halloween. Since the Halloween, I haven't done much.
I'm in the process of working on getting a game and PC and looking for suggestions.
Oh, that's sick. Hopefully you'll get the help you need. And, heavy, and I know that I'm working on a couple of videos for this channel. Are you guys doing the same?
Do you have anything
that you plan on reviewing? One video coming up soon.
Nice.
Yeah, for me, it's I need to get some footage of, because I recently got the Oculus Quest 2, and I need to get some footage of it, like inside the headset, and also I just need to edit it. I'm actually waiting on my editor.
Nice.
Also, too, I think I might do a game review for a mobile game called D4DJ. It's another rhythm game. I'm a sucker for those. But, yeah, it's even though the game's mostly in Japanese right now, like, I know enough Japanese to stumble my way around the menu, but not for any actual story.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. So, yeah, I have a couple of videos up and coming. I have two keyboards I need to review and two portable monitors I need to review. And I have I actually just ordered a Razer Kishi to review as well. So look forward to those sometime this month.
Well, I'm going to have a controller review for mobile, so that'll be interesting.
Yes, I think we saw that. That's crazy, man. I didn't think iPhones could support controllers. Speaking of which, I think it's time to move on to our topics, and we're going to start with the Oculus, ironically enough, namely Facebook, their terms of service, and how it affects your Oculus experience in 2020. So, as you know, earlier this year, Facebook made it so that anyone that had an Oculus account would be required to merge that with their personal Facebook account. And anyone that didn't have one already also needs to make a Facebook account, and it's personal too. And Facebook has been doing a lot of stuff, and they've been especially draconian in regards to things such as making a fake Facebook, etc., etc., and as well as banning people for using their Facebooks on multiple Oculus devices. Though I think recently they walked that back. What are your thoughts on Facebook and Oculus in the future of VR?
I really wish that I didn't have to merge my Facebook to the Oculus itself. Like, I thought about using a dummy, but then I was told that can also get me banned. I mean, hang on.
The restrictions on it and requiring the real name and all that, it basically killed it for me. I can't see myself getting anything with those restrictions.
Yeah, man. It's honestly, I don't. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm with K in that regard, because it just seems that just a way for Facebook just to add to the amount of users it has for clout purposes. But other than that, you're already supporting them by buying this very expensive device. So what's the need in terms of forcing you to get a service you're not even really going to use just to operate the device?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like you can make like a dummy and like have like a rather believable name, and I'm pretty sure it would tie in pretty well. Like like almost like a stage name type thing. But it's just like, at that point, why?
Yeah, no kidding. Facebook is very strict with making fake accounts. Unlike basically any other company in existence. Oh.
You'd be surprised.
Well. So basically, unlike any other company that exists out there today, I mean, Facebook is especially draconian in making fake accounts. And I mean, a lot of it has to do with Facebook's business model as, well, serving ads to people.
I mean, so I've heard from one of my friends, right? Like, who gets contracted out, like, for various social media things, that apparently they can block somebody, they can come back 5 minutes later and make a new account just to harass them again. Just saying.
I don't know, but when it comes to expensive technologies such as a $300 Oculus Rift, Oculus Quest 2.
You also might lose attached games and so forth.
Yeah, you would lose attached games. I think do they break your system if they ban you? That's the real question.
I don't know.
Because if they do break your system, then you know you have a paperweight. But if they just ban you from going online, I mean, you could still theoretically use it as a PC VR headset, or you could just, I'm not suggesting you do it, but go on the high seas for your Oculus games, especially if you can't buy them legitimately, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. So, any final thoughts on this topic?
I can't say anything about that topic. That Oculus is just... Oculus gives... I've heard, like... is a little bit better than, I guess, the HTC Vive or, like, the Valve Index. Based on, like, headache-wise, but...
I mean, it's the cheapest option out there right now for VR, and it's a good entry point. Mm-hmm. I admit, right now, I'm scrolling through the game store, and... not a lot of games catch my eye right now, but then again, I haven't like really finagled much like with like trying to like scroll through because like sometimes I just really just don't have the space to play, and like that's another thing that I'm kind of like, I know it's going to require some space, but it requires like a 6.5 foot by 6.5 foot radius, and it's like for room scale, but you can just do like standing and whatnot. Yeah, it's, I haven't like really been able to delve into the games, but it's just, it feels.
Well, I think you cut out, Budger. Are you still there? Okay. My personal thoughts are that a lot of the games that you would want to play on VR are PC VR games. I mean, you have like a bunch of really cool games like Super Hot VR. I hear Boneworks is really good. You guys ever heard about that game?
No.
And there's also Half-Life.
I only pay attention to Beat Saber, I'm sorry.
And there's also Half-Life Alyx as well. I mean, that's probably...
I've heard Half-Life Alyx is better on the Steam Index, but that's just
The Valve Index is supposed to be the best VR that money can buy, currently. Because it's like $1,000 for a full kit.
Yep.
And for room-scale VR, instead of just using inside-out tracking, they use some lighthouses, quote-unquote, to really determine your position inside of a room. My big issue with VR headsets is that none of the big major ones I would want to use are PC VR and wireless, officially that is. And I understand that there might be some difficulty in doing that, but that's my big annoyance. I'm not trying to contend with a giant cable running around on the floor.
I agree with you.
That said, though, I hope VR does grow because, you know, there's a lot of potential in not being constrained to just a regular controller or keyboard and mouse. Wait, where is Budger?
Probably cut out. Probably needs to like re-log in again.
Yeah, so I guess. Oh, looks like her mic died. I guess we can't really wait for this, so I guess we'll just have to move on to the next topic. So the next topic is Sony stifling the customization of the PS5.
Saw that.
Have you guys have heard of a company called PlateStation, right? They're like an upstarting company, right?
I have heard of them, yes, as well as some of the events that have happened recently.
Yeah, so PlateStation, well, they're now called Customize My Plates due to what I presume is some sort of legal finagle with Sony. But essentially, you know those white PlayStation plates that you could just take off and replace, I guess, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, PlateStation allowed you to customize those. Replace them with, I guess, alternative plates. So that your PlayStation 5 doesn't look like a stormtrooper who's about to miss their shot.
Okay, is it better now?
Yeah. Yeah, we moved on to the next topic. So yes, PlateStation would have provided these additional plates, but Sony told them that they're I don't know if there was a trademark or something that was being violated by the name, so they changed their name to Customize My Plates. And now they can't even customize the plates anymore. Rather than selling you full on like whatever material the PlayStation plates are made out of, they now sell you vinyl stickers for them. And I hate vinyl stickers.
Yeah, vinyl stickers just feel really, really cheap.
I understand that some companies make it big with like D brand. You guys have heard of D brand, right?
I have not.
So D brand is a major manufacturer of these sort of, I guess, skins, so to speak. I don't know. I think they're made out of vinyl too. Is that correct? I don't know, but essentially, a lot of YouTubers are sponsored by dbrand, especially Linus Tech Tips, who came up with a very recent Linus Tech Tips special edition of these skins. Like, hold on, I gotta show you these. They're really cool, but yeah. What are your thoughts on this whole story to begin with?
Okay, so I'm reading this now. It says they're suing because they have pending Sony trademarks.
Pending Sony trademarks, huh?
Uh-huh. They had to refund everyone's orders just because of that issue.
I think this was blown out of proportion on Sony's end, and this could have been the beginning of a great partnership in terms of the kind of creativity that could have come as a result of these customizable faceplates. But now, unfortunately, it's going to be clear that there's going to be a bitterness between the two for a very long time, unless another resolution is reached.
It comes down to money. Like, the only thing I could think of is that Sony wants to, like, instead of like saying, oh yeah, look at my like nice customizable PlayStation. Be like, we want this to be uncustomizable, so this is the PlayStation. That's the only thing I can think of, really.
The way I see it, I think Sony is itching to sell their own custom plates.
I mean, they've always done their own custom plates, haven't they? Like, they had a
that custom consoles. Not necessarily a place, but yeah, it's the same idea. And, like, you know, if I wanted to make my own custom, let's say, Kingdom Hearts-themed PS5, well, now I'll have to go through Sony and probably pay a huge markup.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of bogus. I mean, have you guys really customized your consoles?
No.
No.
But I never have, never will.
It's a very interesting kind of parallel with the all the right-to-repair stuff that we've addressed before.
That does make sense. So yeah, a lot of... Go ahead.
So for me, I usually have special edition consoles, so I don't usually customize them because they're already customized for me.
Yeah.
I don't have any custom special consoles. I mean, I just don't.
Well, it's clear that someone likes the PlayStation, the Marshmallow Edition, or PlayStation, the Casper Edition.
Ugh. I just wish they would have decided with one color instead of having the black and white.
Well, you know, somebody might have been a Tuxedo Mask fan.
Well, I mean, there's nothing stopping me from, like, going out, unscrewing my plates, and then just, like, spray painting them black. Except for my lack of skill, but I could have someone else do it for me. But
I mean, you don't want your console looking like a reverse piano key?
No, I don't. So, kind of sucks that we lost customization. I feel like other companies are going to jump in on this, especially like some of the ones that do this, but for the Nintendo Switch.
Like we shall see.
Anyways, any final thoughts?
No, it's just, like I said, I think it's just a money grab because if they're going to, like, not allow companies, like, to make their own, like, custom plates, that means either, one, they're going to try and push out their own, two, they just want to have, like, they kind of just want it to be, like, an icon. I can't really explain it other than when you think PS5, you see this image.
I get what you're saying, and I definitely understand the sentiment. They don't want, like, you know, how, like, Ferrari, like, what's his face? I think Deadmau5 made a custom Ferrari, called it the Ferrari, and then Ferrari sued him.
Well, Ferrari has a history of bricking their vehicles if you modify them.
I don't think it's been modified in terms of, like, performance. It just looks different.
Oh, it's like you start messing around with the seats and there's a way they'll brick it. The Ferrari doesn't really sell their vehicles under a typical, you know, ownership situation.
Yeah, they have an image to maintain. I guess they sued them because, well, I understand if you, like, take the risk and you actively, like, get your car bricked. But it's another thing if, like, Ferrari also, like, legally goes after you, sues you for some sort of, like, defamation, I think. I don't know. It's just a situation. But I don't believe Sony and the PS5 are anywhere near that level of, like, oh, it has to be black or whatever, you know? Not even Apple, the biggest company in the world, not even Apple does this kind of crap with their iPhones. Or MacBooks, for that matter. So, speaking of which, time to move on to the next topic. Cyberpunk 2077, delayed once again. The release date was set to be this month on the 19th, and then now it's been delayed to December the 10th, which lies on a Thursday again.
Okay, here's the thing about this delay, though. I have heard that in this one, they're getting death threats.
I mean, is that really surprising, though? People are irrational.
It shouldn't come down to that. But, I mean, let's be honest. It is a highly anticipated game. I'm sure it's going to sell really well, but it should never come to the point of saying that people need to be harmed as a result of certain kinks needing to be worked out to have the best product available.
And who are these people that are sending death threats? They're people that are just like neckbeards that just want to play this game ASAP, right?
And you have to realize it's especially a game that's going to be as intense as this one. You cannot underestimate the process, and we want it done right. I mean, we don't want something like Crysis where you get a pretty picture, but the gameplay is terrible. So we don't want that.
Crysis' gameplay wasn't terrible.
Okay, the thing about Crysis is just that one game that looked really good, but the story was just all over the place.
Well, no one gives a shit about the story in Crysis. It's a lot of it was gameplay oriented. You fight North Korea. The story for Crysis 1 is basically just you fight North Koreans and then aliens come. I mean, like, there. It's as simple as a story as it gets.
And another thing about this is that this Cyberpunk delay also delayed pushed back some other games because they don't want to compete with this with the game.
What other games got delayed to avoid Cyberpunk?
A horror game called The Medium, Path of Exile's expansion got delayed. What else?
Jesus.
What else got delayed?
So, do you guys plan on playing Cyberpunk? I certainly do. I think it's gonna be like one of those hits. I think it's right up my alley too. Being a fan of sci-fi and cyberpunk. And it's also, partly co-written by the guy that invented the genre, Mike Pondsmith. Boy, is it partly written by? I don't know, but he does a lot of endorsing of it, probably because it's his baby.
But the thing that people have to realize, too, they want to get the product just right because you're looking at several different platforms it's going to be released on. PC, PS4 and 5, Stadia, Xbox One, and then Xbox Series X and S. So if you're going to have an ambitious project like that, it needs to be done properly.
I agree. I think people have just taken this overblown. I think the funniest interaction came from the day before they announced the delay. Some guy asked them if it was okay for him to take work off to play Cyberpunk. And they said yes the day before. And then, guess what? Game got delayed.
Again, so screwed up a lot of people's schedules.
All right, well, people shouldn't be like... I'm not saying people shouldn't be like taking their time off work to like play video games. I mean, I've never done it before, but...
I think I might have once or twice.
I mean, I had a couple of friends in high school skip to play Skyrim. But that's basically the extent of it.
Speaking of which, also I've heard that the Halo Infinite is also delayed.
Not because of Cyberpunk.
No, this one's just, I don't know what the deal with that one is.
Halo Infinite is another can of worms that I would like to get to at another time. Because of something they announced, the colors feature, so to speak. Shaders, if you will.
So... I mean, you have to remember, though, not only Cyberpunk being delayed, too, but also just a lot of things across the board are. Like, I am in video games. Like, I've seen several anime be delayed until, like, 2021. Sad face.
Okay, like, the reason movies... for that was COVID. That was the only reason I could think of that one.
Yeah, that's COVID-related stuff.
I'm just saying, like, stuff across the board has been delayed. So it's like, guys, calm down.
Another thing was that, basically the week before they announced the delay, Cyberpunk went gold. So do you know what going gold means for a video game?
Yeah, I do know what that means.
I'm asking the others.
I think.
I do.
Elroy?
Please expand.
I thought so. So, essentially... going gold means that the game is ready to be copied onto like discs or cartridges or whatever. they're basically ready to be shipped out, so to speak. So this delay is actually for like a day one patch that you will inevitably have to download after you, well, buy the game and install it. And I think that's why people were so upset, because they felt deceived by this fact in that, you know, day one patch. And, you know, I'm not going to justify that. I'm not going to justify their willingness to send death threats to CDPR, especially since they've been some of the nicest, if only for PR reasons. They've been some of the nicest devs out there. Anyways, any final thoughts on this topic? I think it's time to move on. No? Alright, well, I certainly plan on playing this game. So maybe check out a review later. Who knows? Let's move on to the next topic. Carpal Tunnel. Do you know? You guys probably know what that is.
Yeah, the rhythm game nerd in me is just dying. Like I remember, like, back when I was in college, I could sit there and, like, play Love Live for, like, 20, 30 minutes at a time. But now it's just, like, I do, like, one or two songs and, like, my hands and wrists are screaming at me.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you do that before.
Sad face.
Are you guys...
times. I don't know what the deal with that is.
What, carpal tunnel?
Yes, for those who have to do an excess of typing, I'm sure it's not going to be anything that's uncommon to them.
Yeah, also sometimes for me handling knives, like if I grip a knife wrong or like some, it's a way that sometimes I have to end up cutting something in my field of work, which I'm not going to go into. Actually will cause my hands to cramp on me.
Ow.
What? I'll explain it later, but yeah, it's just like my wrist and whatnot are actually completely messed up, but you know what? Rhythm games, my girls. Yes.
Well, as for me, I don't suffer from it excessively. Though I'm sure, though I do fear the day where my hands will get so painful that I have to, like, stop playing for an X amount of time. And I understand that, you know, that being that it is a repetitive activity on my hand, it strains it a lot. And I would suggest looking up carpal tunnel exercises. Or just limiting your game time, I guess. Or just do something different. Like, sometimes I'll play on a controller or a keyboard, depending on my mood. And those are technically different activities.
Do you make my hands cramp more than if I'm on, like, a computer than if I'm on mouse and keyboard? Personally, but that's just me. Although, the Switch, I don't usually have that many problems with.
Okay. All right. All right. So, is there anything else anyone wants to say about this topic?
With it, point.
Yeah, for me. Like in Bandori, like with Flick Notes, I suffer with that a little bit because, one, I'm bad at the game. Two, it's just like my wrists are like, no. Carpal tunnel from playing with your thumbs. But thumbs, I'm a thumb.
A hand posture thing, because there's a lot of vertical mice on the internet that purport to alleviate carpal tunnel on your mouse hand. And they're all placed like vertically, mouse, but the part you hold is tilted up, and so you're, and so it's like, let me show you a picture of a vertical mouse. Yeah,
it's a much more normal position for the most part. And I was
they don't really make gaming vertical mice though, which is kind of a disappointment.
Yeah, like hot bars and stuff. I need to have. Like, I need my skills.
Oh, there might be a mouse that kind of does that for you, kind of, on Amazon.
I've seen that mouse before.
What is it? The Z-Lot. Vertical gaming mouse. Why? But yeah.
So,
like six, yeah. Like what, like 12 buttons on the side?
Yeah, it's it's 12.
I could see you needing something like that.
Yeah, I mean, before I get way off topic, like in Final Fantasy 14, I have more than 12 skills, and I have about like 3 hotbars of skills. So it's like, being able like to rotate between them is really, really helpful.
All right, I think it's time to move on. Any final thoughts? No final thoughts. All right, now let's talk about the cream of the crop this year, AMD's announcements in 2020. So for the uninitiated, AMD announced Ryzen 3 as well as their big Navi graphics cards. So what are your thoughts? There's some benchmarks out there now for the processors, and they blow anything Intel has out of the water currently, from what I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, like, AMD is like well on the way to becoming like better than Intel, and I think it already is, but yeah, I mean, from what I've seen, AMD is like getting like really big, and this is good because Intel needs some competition.
Well, my worry is that AMD will basically just be the new Intel, because Intel hasn't been able to come up with a significant upgrade to their processors since like 5th generation. They're cramming more transistors in, but they haven't really made a huge breakthrough as of recent.
Intel's just your regular old work computer and stuff, versus AMD is more like, oh, this is going to upgrade your computer significantly to the point where like it won't explode, basically.
What? I don't know, man. I wouldn't recommend Intel at any price point.
I'm largely in agreement with that, I feel, particularly right now.
Yeah, but, yeah.
At the same time, as AMD gets ready to launch these ambitious high-end processors, you still should be able to get some of their other ones that may not be as high-tier but pretty solid at a discounted price, hopefully.
Yeah, their last gen stuff is really good too. And
this is just for those that might be listening. I'm not going to tell you what decision to make in terms of your purchase, but the highest end didn't always the option. Sometimes something that's pretty solid and battle tested may be the best option out there as well. Just saying.
Well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. And I agree with the sentiment for most customers, though I know there's going to be a few customers that just want to have the most ballin' gaming PC ever, with all the specs, all the RAM, all the storage for your games, all the processing power, as many graphics cards as can fit in your case, even though that's not practical and sometimes actually makes your system worse. But it's there for the flex. And I want to aspire to be one of those guys one day. I want to build one PC like that every 10 years. So we've talked a lot about their processors. How about their graphics cards? You know, they're looking to usurp NVIDIA, who hasn't really had competition in the graphics space for a few years now.
NVIDIA always has a better graphics card. Like, it's almost like in every laptop, gaming laptop, you'll see.
Well, that's because AMD has been slacking in graphics. And up until very recently, they were also slacking in processor performance. But now they've caught up to that. And it seems that they're projected to either slightly be better than NVIDIA's offerings or match them at a better price point. And, you know, if NVIDIA, and a lot of people are saying that they wanted to get the NVIDIA cards, but they're saying that, like, if AMD has stock, they'll just buy that instead. Do you feel like that'd be true for you guys?
I mean, availability is a core component of any build.
Definitely. I mean, I was hoping to get a 3070 and review it, but that never happened. And being that I'm not an influencer, that probably won't happen until 2021. I was about to say. And so I know that some of the members here were looking into not only getting a new gaming PC, but building their own all AMD systems. Do you guys want to say anything about your possible all AMD project?
Well, nothing's settled in stone yet at this point.
That is fair. That's fair. So, any final thoughts before we start closing?
No, I don't see. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've toyed around with the all AMD build at one point. Maybe if, like, you know, I get, like, you know, get a budget, I might try it again. But I just kind of.
I think it'd be really cool if you could do it.
Well, then give me a budget.
I wish I could. I wish YouTube paid me, but that's the point of spreading the word.
This.
that's the point of spreading the word.
Yeah.
Speaking of spreading the word, well, I think it's time for us to close. And if you could please like and subscribe and click the bell icon for notifications, smash that like button and share with your friends.
I would say go ahead and like the Discord and all the social media stuff down at the bottom. Click on those, like, and follow us, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, join us on the Discord. We're a lively bunch.
Sometimes.
We're a lot more fun on the Discord than we are in the podcast. I can promise you that much.
I like the rich samples.
Anyways, peace out.
Bye.
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 Good night.
Good night. Good night.